The South African government has urged young women to be cautious of social media campaigns advertising overseas job opportunities, warning that some may be fronts for exploitation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The warning follows a wave of viral videos promoting jobs in Russia, including one by influencer Cyan Buji, whose real name is Onazuma. Her video, filmed in Tatarstan, showcased accommodation for recruits and described a 2-year start program for women aged 18 to 22 seeking career opportunities. The post has since been deleted. Buji, who has 1.7 million TikTok followers, described the initiative as a fresh new start, saying participants would receive training, jobs, and Russian language lessons. She insisted that women from Africa, Asia, and Latin America were treated fairly under the program. While there is no evidence of illegal activity by Buji, the government is investigating. Clayson Monyela, South Africa's head of public diplomacy, said authorities are extremely worried about influencers being used to lure young people with unverified job offers. If something looks too good to be true, get a second opinion, he warned on X. Concerns deepened after reports emerged that some recruits in Tatarstan were working in weapons factories, allegedly producing drones used in Russia's war in Ukraine. The program, promoted through a special economic zone in the region, has been flagged by the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime as misleading. According to its May report, recruits were enticed under false pretenses about job roles, working conditions, and educational opportunities. Many ended up directly in drone production, while others served as cleaners or caterers supporting the industry. South Africa, where youth unemployment remains alarmingly high, fears that desperation for jobs is making young women especially vulnerable to such schemes. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.